This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are live and on location. For What's On Your Mind, Watford City, North Dakota. Beautiful day here, by the way. Sun is shining. Governor just took off. Threw a cap on and going to walk Main Street. Actually, didn't get too far from the school here. The end of the parking lot where the Wolf Pup Daycare is that we were talking about with the Lieutenant Governor. Stopped for a greeting from all the kids and holding signs and taking a picture. We'll have a lot of pictures to share on our Facebook page today. Have a fun day here in Watford City for sure. It's great. Brought to you today by High Plains Apache. Say you're heading to the field soon to spray. We got to get the planning done first, right? But trust me, there will be a time to spray here a little later than usual. But nonetheless, it will be done. And when you spray as much as you do year in and year out, it's great to have support from folks that know spray application, and nobody knows it better than my friends at High Plains Apache. Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo, online at highplainsapache.com or call them at 701-663-2375. Great place to work, too, by the way. It is indeed. All right, what's on your mind today? Tell me, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I better grab my phone here and get to some texts. Okay, here's one for the governor, but we are done with the governor, so we missed that. But it says, ask the governor about buying the old Menards building in Fargo, move both licenses renewal and driver's license renew to the dead retail area. Then, all right, then what? Then move your text a little bit, Scott. Then sell both other locations, then have the employees work longer hours to accommodate the working people. Largest city in the state takes 3 hours just to get a driver's license renewed. True story. It does. My daughter was just telling me that she was there to renew hers, and I'm like, well, why don't you go like at 10 a.m.? Because you won't have the sort of before work rush. You won't have the lunch rush. It didn't matter what time you went. The place was jammed, and it was like ridiculous. How much taxpayer money is going towards this initiative each year, says Adam. Okay, those are a couple of questions for obviously.
Why don't I ever have that problem in Bismarck? Because I just don't.
In renewing your license? Is that right? Yeah. Well, maybe because it's the headquarters there.
I guess, but yeah. I get the heck in and out of there. I never have a problem.
I got my tabs in Bismarck one time, too, and it was quick. Are you talking about the transportation building right by the Capitol?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm guessing they're a little better staffed. I don't know. I think at the Capitol, those are state employees. I think at a lot of places where you're doing the tabs and whatnot in outstate, they're outsourced. And normally that would be, you'd think, an improvement, but in this case it isn't. I don't know. It's worthy of a show sometime. We gotta get the folks from DOT on it. Answer that question, so we'll do it. These are the kind of things we just, you know, welcome on the program. When we say what's on your mind, we want to know what's on your mind. So we're going to talk to Steve Holen, the superintendent of Watford City, McKenzie County Public School District, at the bottom of the hour. A little bit about today's visit to the governor and the schools and how the infrastructure is phenomenal, what they built. But they have a heck of a challenge just managing the growth. It's phenomenal. How do you recruit teachers? How do you get them to come here? The principal here, Mrs. Stansfield, I was chatting with her yesterday, and she's just this bubbly, you know, enthusiastic, obviously a great educational leader. And I said, what's your story? She said, well, I've been here about 7 years, and I was recruited here, and I came from California. But I had family in Minnesota, so I knew North Dakota. And, you know, I mean, think about that. So I'm in California. I'm uprooting. But that goes back to the whole impetus of the Main Street Initiative, of recognizing, okay, a community like Watford City or any other community that has a school, when there's growth, you're going to have to recruit teachers. you're going to run out of homegrown people to fill those. What makes somebody want to live here? What's something you show off? I always say it like this. No matter where you live, you can live in Epping. Okay? You live in Epping, and somebody comes to town. It could be a relative, could be friend, family. You're applying for a job, looking at a business, whatever. What's the first thing you show them? Look at this. Is this cool or what? You know? Is this neat or what? Grand Forks, we take them to Sanders. Great restaurant, see? They love the restaurant. Owner was always engaged. Kim Holmes, you know, I mean, you just, you had that spot. You had that thing. Fargo is definitely downtown. It definitely is, you know, what you show them. But you got to have something to show them. You got to have something that is a little bit of an old wow factor that, again, don't think of it from your perspective or my perspective, but that of somebody that would be in the job market that's looking to come here. That's so dang important. It really is. And then you get people excited about living there that recruit people to come to that community as well, and they're part of it because they love living there, so they want others to come there, see what we have to offer. This makes perfect sense. I think it does. You tell me if I'm crazy. You're more than welcome to. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text Todd or me. 701-367-2054 is yours truly. Todd is 701-226-8503. Anyway, to answer the question from texter on how much taxpayer money is going towards the initiative each year, I don't know the answer to that. Certainly we'll forward that on. I don't think there's a lot of money involved in it, and that it's basically travel and listening, right? I mean, it isn't like there's a lot of stuff surrounding it, you know? So I don't think it's, and it's a product of the Department of Commerce. That's their job. So I wouldn't, if you're suggesting it's not needed or it's a waste, I would completely disagree with you. I think it's a great use of taxpayer dollars to get people to collaborate and sound off. I really do. So I think it makes perfect sense. Another texter says, Scott H., this is for Lieutenant Governor Sanford. Scott H. says, you are an expert on all of these funds that the state of North Dakota has. How about posting somewhere what these funds are for, what the money comes from, how much money is in each fund? I'd love to see all the data. That's a great idea. It is a great idea. I will pass it on to the Lieutenant Governor. Kelly Schmidt, the state treasurer, done that years ago, because obviously she'd be in charge of the different buckets, basically the checkbook. But there are a lot. And I think there are elected leaders that don't want you to know what's there for buckets, because then you'll say, well, wait a minute here. What are we doing with this money? Texter says, so they overtax the rest of the cities. So they overtax the rest of the city so millennials can go somewhere. Neat. What the state needs is about 50 more dope canines. Again, the attitude that all of this that we're talking about today, the Main Street Initiative, and the visits to, I think the governor said there were 60-some communities now, over half the communities engaged in an effort on Main Street Initiative. If it gets perceived as, oh, you're just doing stuff to get millennials to come here, you're being a crank, for lack of a better term. Okay? Because, you know, in fairness, yes, it could be perceived as this is all about attracting the millennials. Well, guess what is going to make up the lion's share of workforce recruitment for the jobs that are needed? Millennials. So, yeah, but you're not going to tax somebody somewhere so, you know, there can be a coffee shop somewhere. That isn't how it works. It's, all right, this is an opportunity. Do this. Make it happen. You got to incentivize it sometimes. That has happened. I mean, the Renaissance Zone would be a prime example. But if you go say, okay, how many dollars have we given up in tax revenue in the Renaissance Zone to build X amount of buildings that now generate X amount of revenue, you would have to be blind not to see that that is an investment that pays off. You know what I mean? Now, the only kind of jump-starting public incentives that I don't like are ones that are designed to give somebody money for something that was going to be built anyway. You got to answer the but-for question no matter what. In other words, but when it comes to downtowns where Renaissance zones generally are, the development is very expensive. So you know the incentive to take a building that generates $1,000 a year, renovate it at a big time expense, get the benefit of that Renaissance zone tax credit, but then have a building that generates $10,000, $20,000 a year. That's called a no-brainer in my mind. And if at the same time a coffee shop goes in it that attracts a millennial, then you're solving another need, and that's workforce. I think that makes perfect sense. I really do. But I want your take. 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind. We'll continue after this. Live from Watford City today. And what's on your mind?
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off-sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Did you see this study the other day? Number one, North Dakota, lowest electricity rates. Number one in the whole country. I love stories like that. Just like the story about, by the way, McKenzie County. number one county in the country for oil production. Number one. Oh, my gosh. Isn't it fun, folks? Isn't it fun? It's just fantastic. It's great. Now, we get these dang trade deals done. Get Nancy Pelosi to wake up and actually call a vote on something that is just ready for, smooth sailing for farmers and ranchers. Come on, folks. You got to let Nancy know that then we're really going to be humming. Just love it. Anyway, as I was saying, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, it is affordable, reliable energy that makes a stat like electricity rates lowest in the nation, number one, most affordable electricity rates. That's one reason. Clean, affordable energy from lignite, coal. Find out more about all this, SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. You got yourself a Tesla or any other electric car yet, the Volt? Maybe the folks up at Mincota have the Volt buzzing around. Guess what? You plug that in, and the lion's share of the electricity coming out of that outlet comes from coal. It's green. It's clean. It's beautiful. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Texture says, when I take somebody to show off Fargo, I take them down 19th to Broadway and straight downtown. Right from the airport. See the best parts of town all in 5 minutes. Where do you take folks in your town? Where do you take them? What do you show off? What's an amenity? What gets people to think about coming to your town? You know, Mayor Sanford was asked earlier, now he's Lieutenant Governor Sanford, but former mayor of Watford said he was asked what from Watford could most benefit other communities. What would you export here to accomplish what you have here in the quality of life and the ability to attract a workforce and grow at the pace that they've grown? You know what he said? Collaboration. Collaboration, just as simple as, okay, the city is on the same page as the county and the park district, and you got, you know, good leaders in every post. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Exactly. Texture says, I'm going to respectfully disagree on the Renaissance zones. The cities are not doing without the tax revenue. They are shifting the burden to existing businesses via increased valuations. If a low or no tax liability is great for new businesses, wouldn't the same policy be great for those who are not the Johnny-come-latelys? Well, that's a whole other problem, I think, that requires some, you know, conversation. But in my mind, if you have a, let's take a 10-block area, and a 10-block area 10 years ago generated 1,000, I'm just going to use stupid numbers here just to make the math easier, $1,000 in tax revenue, okay? And that is from 100 businesses on that block, I'm going to say, okay? And now at the end of this, you have 200 businesses, and the tax revenue is 100 grand from 10 grand, because you doubled the amount of businesses and the valuation on these buildings and all of that. The percentage increase in the existing folks that were already there shouldn't be such that it's different than, you know, somebody outside a Renaissance zone or anywhere else. If you've got data that tells me otherwise, I think that's worth taking a look at. I think on every front, when it comes to property taxes, the only way you're going to hold the line on increases is to, you know, it's like, sort of like royalty owners. What do? Royalty owners get a organization. They get a unified voice, and they go fight and say, hey, we're the reason that, you know, we own the oil. We're the reason you're growing here. We're the reason you have all the revenue you have. So remember us when it comes to tax time, rather than take. You need a property owners association or something. Somebody that collectively is constantly watching this stuff and staying on top of it. It's the only way you're going to win, in my mind. But in the meantime, just pay attention. Texter says, Jamestown driver's license renewal office has long lines too. Closed during the noon hour. Not good. Closed during the noon hour. Can you think of anything more ridiculous? As long as you're good, they probably open like 9 to 5. We'll open when everybody else is at work. We'll close for lunch, and we'll close before you get a chance to get it. Who does this? Who thinks of this stuff? Come on. Another texter. What's the latest on the tariff aid to farmers? I'm in a tractor with little service, northern North Dakota by the U.S. border. Some rain, but not much. I feel for you guys down south. I pray it dries out soon. Well, that's one surefire way to tackle this problem. Thank you for that. The latest I've heard, just based on conversations with Senators Cramer, Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong, is that there's something soon. It likely will be more money than the last go-around and include some more crops. So it'll be there. Something will be there. The president's talking about $20 billion. I think last time it was $12, so it's more money. And, again, more crops involved. That's, you know what I know. And they know they got to announce it pretty quick here. They got to get to it. So something will be there. I still think there's a better way to do it. We've had some ideas that have come up. Last Friday, actually, when Senator Cramer was on, he applauded a couple of folks and asked us to send on the contact information to look at some other ideas. So some other things are being looked at as well. So I appreciate the call, the text, rather. All right, another texter. The last texter represented one of the primary problems with this type of thinking, focusing on downtown over the rest of the city. It's crony capitalism, government picking winners and losers. No, the Renaissance Zone could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be downtown. But if you have a bunch of empty buildings downtown, why wouldn't you start there? Because you're going to have tax revenue generated that wasn't there before. I think the Loretta building in downtown Fargo is the best example. I forget the number, but there was like 20 employees in the entire building. The revenue generation from it was peanuts. Now there's 20-some businesses that are represented there. There's a couple hundred employees, and the amount of investment in it is huge. So I don't think that's crony capitalism. I think when you can decide where are we going to do it, anybody can come do this. Crony capitalism is, to me, picking winners and losers, saying, I am going to take taxpayer money and I'm going to give it to John Doe specifically to do this because I want more of that. No. The program exists. It's open to everybody. You go before a committee. That's not crony capitalism, I don't think. Taxer says, show new people to Fargo, little Mogadishu. See how long they stay. Yeah, well, I agree with you. I mean, there are areas of the town that you would not want to show off. That's my point. You got to have some. And by the way, every town does, so people are going to know that. But anyway, this is a good conversation. It is. We ought to continue to have it. When we come back, the challenge of a growing community, and I mean growing, and managing the schools. We'll talk with Superintendent Steve Holland. You've done very well in that regard in Watford City. We'll talk about it next on What's On Your Mind. Plus, Jim the Flagpole Guy is coming up, so don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An outbreak of tornadoes striking Missouri especially hard late yesterday and earlier today. About 100 people are being treated for injuries after Jefferson City suffered a direct hit from a half-mile-wide twister. Lieutenant David Williams of the Jefferson City Police Department says they're still tallying up the damage and trying to find survivors.
We're receiving multiple calls for people being trapped in their homes. We don't know what they're arsenic trap. If they can't get out of the front door, means one thing, but we do have debris on some homes to where they're not able to access the outside at all.
The storm system leaving 3 people dead in Golden City, Missouri, and at least 1 person died in Oklahoma. The Pentagon reportedly considering a request to send 5,000 more U.S. soldiers to the Persian Gulf region as tensions rise with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Nice to have Todd Mitchell back. Ride shotgun after a couple of days off. You feeling tan, rested, and ready and all that time?
Kind of hard to get tan. We've been so cloudy, but I do see the sun out now, and certainly looks like Saturday's going to be a fantastic day, too. So we'll get one great day out of the weekend anyway.
And the folks from Schwann's and Mandan made sure you had a nice ride, too. Right?
Absolutely. My Schwann GMC, you can get yours just like mine, in fact, except yours is a 2018. There's still one new one there. Or, you know what, if you're into like a wagon, all-wheel drive, there's a Buick Regal Tourx. There's still a brand new 2018 white sitting there waiting for you. That and much more. Shop, click, drive, Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
And we are in Watford City today. The Main Street Initiative, an effort of Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford is in Watford City today. This has been to a number of communities. I think 60-some, the governor said, have participated in one way or another. And these are really fun to watch, honestly, when you, and I forgot to mention to the governor, it's Governor Burgum Day. Yeah, the mayor designated a Governor Burgum Day. How about that? So,
how about that?
Yeah, so that's a nice welcome for the governor today. They're walking right now, and then at 11 today, at the Outlaws Gallery at 120 Main Street in Watford City, the governor and Lieutenant Governor will be taking questions. They call it a listening session. So it's a conversation on attracting and retaining a 21st century workforce. It's promoting healthy, vibrant communities. It's smart, efficient infrastructure, and the public being involved in that and weighing in on that is an important part of that. So it'll happen 11 to 12:30 today at Outlaws. So just about 25 minutes from right now. As we talked to the governor and lieutenant governor earlier, one of the things obviously that they're most excited about is the school system in McKenzie County and in Watford City and how the growth has been managed here. And so we want to catch up with our friend Steve Holden, superintendent of schools here in Watford City, get a bit of an update on how things are coming in the schools. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Scott. Always great to have you here in one of our school buildings.
Thank you. And you have some great hosts here. They're a lot of fun. I'm amazed at the energy of the teachers. They have as much as the kids.
Last day of school, so a lot of excited people around here, teachers and students.
Exactly right. What did I see over here? We don't call them teachers here. We call them educational rock stars.
There you go.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
they are.
And so let's start on the teachers and the administration. Is it a challenge to recruit the workforce you need here?
Good question. It can be. And I guess housing is always something that we faced, and we've tried to tackle that with the Wolf Run apartments and so forth. We did collaboration with the city and the county on that. We'd like to think with our facilities and the things that we have going on that it is relatively easy to recruit, but it really is a challenge because of our location, and I think it's really communicating what we have here. A lot of people that haven't been to Wofford City don't really know what is here, so it's hard when you recruit out of a base to kind of know what the community is and to see the growth. And we feel still fight some perceptions probably of overcrowdedness and otherwise. But for the most part, I think that we are really looking for somebody that is looking for an exciting experience. I mean, we do know that teaching in our school district could be a little bit different maybe in some places with our demographic. And we do know that we have to be flexible and we have to be able to adjust. And that's been part of trying to stay ahead of the learning curve with the growth. And so we do need, it takes a certain person maybe to enjoy this type of environment.
How do you recruit? What do you, you know, what kind of tricks do you employ to get people to consider openings?
A good question, and it's changed over time. I mean, we still do the traditional postings and so forth, but social media has become a much larger aspect of that. You know, people do look at the website. They do the Google searches before they come. They want to see. So I think you really promote that aspect of it as far as what people are looking for. And but we've tried to expand. We've gone to more national now. I mean, we make our postings, and we do have teachers from all across the country. And they may be following. Sometimes it's following a spouse, but sometimes it's following a child that has moved out to the area, and they decide to move closer. So we do. We are connected to the workforce needs in the area. As far as sometimes, hopefully, they decide to move to the area, and they bring somebody who can teach for us or can work for the school district.
When you bring them, you know, you're trying to hire, say, an administrator or something, and they come to Wofford City, you know, I would imagine an educator wants to see, well, what kind of facilities you have, and you get to show off a brand new high school and an elementary school under construction and all of that. Beyond that, what do they look for?
That's a good question. And, you know, we are very much tied into economic development. And I think from the aspect of they want quality of life, you know, and you need to be able to offer those type of things because they are mostly younger now. They're looking at daycare as a huge issue. And it's something that Wofford City has been very successful at accomplishing. But still, there's a lot ahead to do as those capacities are reaching there. So, but they're looking for amenities. They're looking for those type of thing. And I think that's where it is important for us to keep up with those aspects, because we're now trying to pull from a larger group. We're a Class A school, trying to compete as such, and sometimes we can't compete with the amenities that you can get in a Bismarck or a Dickinson. And so you try to compensate with some of those other aspects, and Wofford City's done a great job on that as far as parks, and the Rough Rider Center is huge, and they do work. People wonder if that really, it does. We have had people move here specifically because when you can take them around and show them a Rough Rider Center, show them some of the new things that have happened in Wofford City, you do need that. The good buildings will only go so far because they do need things to do on the downtimes. The young teachers need a social environment which to partake in, because we do want to keep them too. We don't want to be a stopgap to jump to the Bismarcks and the Minots. We want them to make a career here.
And you mentioned the housing challenge early on when you collaborated with the city right across from the apartments for first responders and for teachers, which was a brilliant idea. Are you beyond that now? I mean, are they able to find the housing they need?
We're getting better, you know, and during the slow time, of course, there was a lot of the infrastructure for the apartments that came on, but we're finding that now with the, again, the influx of growth, that those capacities are getting reached too. So we're not quite where we were 5-6 years ago, but ironically, housing is becoming more and more of a topic. So I think it needs to be that next level. You know, what is the next phase? Wolf Run did a great job for what it was for, which I think still serves its need. But now on the retention end of things, to retain a teacher, they want to have the aspect of I can buy a house and I can live in that capacity. If they don't feel like they could ever really buy a house or afford a house, then we lose them after 4 or 5 years to some other community and school district. So housing is still very much, I think, at the forefront of for our recruitment, for our retention aspects. And it really needs to be taken to the next level. And there needs to be more of the, not just the apartments, but the townhome and the entry-level single-family houses that the millennials are looking for, too.
The governor mentioned that, you know, related to the workforce challenge, when folks are looking at communities and opportunities, one of the things they do is do some significant research on the educational performance of the schools and, you know, looking at test scores and everything else. So that's, I suppose, right? Everything's online. You can find about anything.
That's right.
Is that, do you see that, you know, being a good thing, a bad thing, a challenge?
Well, it's a challenge. I think inevitably a good thing. I think we should be held to that accountability as far as what we're able to do. And I think initially they do look at the facilities and that type of aspect, look at their class size ratios and that. And that's something we've always been favorable with and we've been able to stay ahead of the curve on. But, yeah, the test scores are a challenge. And the thing that we face, I think, in our dynamic is because of the influx, some of those assessments are just hard to articulate because you do get a lot of students that are in and out. And we welcome them like any other child, but we do understand there's some educational challenges if you ask any of our teachers, administrators, in dealing with that type of migrant student. So some of our scores don't always reflect maybe some of the successes we've had. So you look at more of the growth models and where we've been able to take a student from the day they entered and maybe the next 2 years. So I think we have to sometimes explain that because I think there is a perception of kind of a chaos type atmosphere. But
and that wouldn't be necessarily a fair benchmark between you and, Thompson, right? I mean,
right.
Another school district somewhere that doesn't have some of those same.
Yeah, 10, 15 years ago, you know, you were gauged because that student typically came in kindergarten and left as a senior. And the percentage we have of that student now is very, very small. So it's just, it's a different different dynamic of what you have to be judged by, which we accept, and it's on us, I guess, to communicate that as best we can, too.
So as you look at, Watford City enrollment 20 years ago, 10 years ago, to where we're at today, just explain to folks the kind of growth that you've had.
Well, it's kind of mind-boggling, but, you know, of course, during the early to mid-80s, it was, you know, a pretty good enrollment, but it declined for a good 20, 25 years, and it was just hanging on. There was two outlying elementary schools that were closed. When I came in 2005, there was going to be a plan to have a K-12 building, one building, to eliminate the elementary school, put them all into the high school. And so we were preparing for census numbers that showed maybe 200 to 250 in the K-12 system, single-digit census numbers for births in the school district. So it was kind of bleak. And when I came in, it was just managing decline was the theme and how we're going to do that. In 2010, we started to see a reverse. We got down to about 512 students, and then, of course, it rapidly increased from there. And, you know, we've been successful in trying to stay ahead of those. We've had portables. We've felt the pain, but had two successful bond referendums to help us get through. And, we're looking at possibly 2,000 students K-12 now next year. So that would put us at that 400% number from where we probably were as a low of 2008. Kindergarten numbers looking at about 200. I think that's looking really solid now to get about 200 in kindergarten. And, that's maybe 10 sections. When we were in a 12-section elementary school, we're sitting in now, K-6, 10, 15 years ago. So it's classes of 200 were something that nobody would even have dreamt about. Class of 50 was a very large class for us, and we're looking at 20s in the lower sections. So.
Yeah, when you talk about single-digit births, in the county in a year, right, which actually happened.
Exactly.
You know.
And we heard 253 this last year as far as births in our county. So it's very, very amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And, the community has been very supportive, obviously, continued, and that hasn't happened everywhere. Williston, that challenge right now as well. So tough with property tax and everything else, but you've obviously made the case that this is a worthy investment.
We're very appreciative of our community and the support they provided us, and we've said that all along. Each time we have to go out to them and ask for their support, that they've stepped up and provided that. And it's very much a team effort, as Lieutenant Governor had mentioned before. Otherwise, Watford City has had success in working together with its political subs. We've had our community people step up donating land for schools. That type of dynamic has made it beneficial, but it's a team effort to get these passed, and I do sympathize with the other school districts. It's a huge challenge, and we're just very fortunate that our public bought into our plan, I guess, so we're able to kind of stay ahead of this.
Anything else you want folks to know about, Steve?
No, I guess we're just really excited. We open up our new elementary to start the 2021 year. We broke ground on May 2nd. We're moving dirt right now. So we'd love to have you back in our new elementary
Absolutely.
Like we did with the high school as we kicked that off. And, so a lot of real positive things. A lot of challenges, but we just always call those opportunities too. So we're really looking forward to the future here.
That's fantastic. And, of course, a few openings I see on the board behind you.
Yeah, if anybody out there is looking for a teaching position, we've got some open in Watford City. So we're open and welcome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, good to see you. Thanks for the hospitality. Appreciate being able to be with the kids today, even though most of them are on the field.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Holand, the superintendent of McKenzie County Public School District. We appreciate the wonderful things that are happening here and a chance to tell you a little bit about it. Jim the Flagpole Guy, when we come back, and what does Watford City need? A listener has a suggestion on something they don't have but they need. We'll tell you what that is when we come back. And welcome any questions or comments you have in our final segment next from Watford.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
For a few years, you heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is from a Watford City resident. We need a family fun center and a bowling alley. Now, I know what a bowling alley is because I grew up in the wonderful community of Montevideo, Minnesota, where they had Monty, M-O-N-T-E, lanes, Monty lanes. And you know what I remember most about the bowling alley in Montevideo, Todd? More than the bowling?
What's that?
The best burgers ever.
Yeah, you end up finding those in some of the unlikely places. It's, you know, yeah, you just never know.
But I don't know what a family fun center is. They have the Rough Rider Center here, which has obviously, the two rinks. So there's ice skating. They have the water park in there, the little, kids deal. So I don't know what else a family fun center would be.
It depends on the family, I guess.
Arcades or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Texter says, my high school in Mesa, Arizona, was 10th through 12th grade with 4,700 students. What a zoo. Yeah, that must have been something. 4,700 students, 10th through 12th. Yeah. So they're definitely growing here, but they aren't quite to that level. And I think, wouldn't want really any small town to be that, would you? Let's see. Darren says, when you leave Watford City, head east on Highway 200, drive through downtown Hazen, and check out all of our hometown hero banners. I love it. A project done by the Hazen Convention Bureau. Thank you, Darren. I appreciate that. Glad you let me know. I wonder if they have a flag right square in the middle of that. If they don't, paging Jim the Flagpole Guy. Jim the Flagpole Guy to the rescue. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only.
Here I am, Scott.
Road warrior out there spreading patriotism like crazy all throughout the region. How are you, sir?
Good, Scott. You know, brief summary of my last 6 months, everybody. I don't know. I've announced it before, and I lost my son, and and that kind of stuff happens. You just sometimes, your best laid plans don't ever work out. And since he's been gone, a lot of my best laid plans haven't worked out. But I can't believe how much better they are, Scott. And I'm just really grateful as an American with all the ups and downs, and I'm grateful for the American spirit. I'm out on the road at Pierre, South Dakota today. I'm a day behind because of the rain. But really kind of turned out better because I feel like I made another connection down here. And Americans are awesome people, and we live in a great society. And special thanks to STGI. They actually build the veteran centers, around this area. We've done Dickinson and Williston, and now they're here in South Dakota. And they've got doing a couple other ones. And they're putting up a 40-foot flagpole. And they're revitalizing a section of the old mall down here. And great things are happening in America, Scott. That's my report.
Well, that's a good one. And your travels have taken you everywhere, including, by the way, Flag Day. The flag is going up at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac in Mandan. So
there we go.
Yeah, so
that's going to be a special day. We invite everybody to come on June 14th, where we're actually going to have the Knights of Columbus 4th Degree. They're a special color guard. They're going to be doing a proper flag. a flag ceremony for the first flight of the flag, and we're really excited about doing this particular flag for Mr. Schwann because he's such a great patriot and he helps a lot of veterans. So it's a special time, I think, for Mandan. Mandan's a very patriotic place, so everybody come on down to Schwann GMC on June 14th.
June 14th.
We're also going to be doing something else, aren't we, Scott?
Well, the day before we'll be broadcasting. Actually, this is such a big deal. We got to get there the day before so everybody knows what's happening on the 14th, and we're going to live stream the flag raising on the 14th. So that'll be kind of neat. You can watch it if you can't be there. So it'd be great fun. And I'll be actually watching the live stream because I'm going to be up in Wolford, North Dakota, at the 30th annual Antique Farm Show at the Hawk Museum, which is going on that weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Boy, if you don't have your camping spot picked out yet, you better get on it. Because this is going to go fast. This event is a lot of fun. So that's on, we'll be there the 14th, but they go through Sunday. So, any details, hawkmuseum.org or call them at 701-583-2381. That's a well-kept little secret we're trying to change there in Wolford, North Dakota.
How about all these American traditions and celebrations that we have? I'm a military veteran, and we all know we've kind of been around the world. We see how other people live and how we celebrate here the goodness of the American spirit and the goodness of our patriot people and our loving kindness that we all share. Just a beautiful thing in America. God bless America, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited. And Jim the Flagpole Guy can take care of you folks on the farm, at home, your business, wherever you need an American-made flag from a patriot, you give him a call. Check it out at ndflagpoleguy.com, which is a great little resource. There's a lot of different products right there you can check out. Otherwise, you give him a call and he'll take care of you. All right, sir. Be well.
Thank you. Thank you to you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Jim, the flagpole guy, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. There he goes. Tomorrow, we have Senator Kevin Cramer for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall on the program. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't tell you Jim's number. 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. Online, ndflagpoleguy.com. Open phone time for Friday free-for-all in hour number one tomorrow. First-time callers go to the front of the line. One of them will win a MyPillow, so get that in. If you can't wait, you can text us now, 701-367-2054, with your hot topic suggestions for tomorrow. And then Monday, we're going to salute those vets. Remember that. Fallen heroes. God bless you, folks.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Learn more about all of our tours and travel at an orientation night, Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Sons of Norway, 722 2nd Avenue North, Fargo. Everyone is welcome. For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.